Thank you very much. I think before deferring to staff for a report, just want to remind the council that we heard about this very important issue a couple of months ago, that I think we're all well aware of what the current state of the Naples seawalls are, particularly the one quadrant that's in imminent danger of collapse. We have some pictures behind you if you're interested in seeing that the last time they collapsed after the 1933 earthquake, so you can kind of see what the damage could potentially be if we don't take care of this sooner or later, or sooner rather than later. And for me, I think the way that I look at this is, while we might enjoy funding other things like rebuilding the Leeway Sailing Center and redoing the Belmont Pool and doing other community amenities, I think we'd all like to be voting on those sorts of things, but the reality of the situation is that this is not a want, this is a need, this is something that has to be done, and I think we need to move forward on this tonight. If anything, I think we're behind schedule. It's not that we're ahead of schedule, we're behind schedule. We're living on very dangerous ground here, and obviously, as we talked about it a couple of months ago, when we talked about potential funding sources, I had said that I was committed to certainly not using any general fund. I still feel that way, but I would continue to look, and when I saw an opportunity, I would attempt to bring that to council's attention, and that's my goal tonight. An opportunity has presented itself, and I think that we should take $9.5 million of these dollars, and we should invest them as quickly as possible in the seawalls, which is a city of Long Beach asset.
Is that a motion, Mr.
LeBlanc? That is my motion, and then perhaps we can hear from Public Works.
Motion is second. We're going to take council first and then go to the public after council. Councilmember Gavlich.
Mr. Vice Mayor, I think staff had a report on this item.
Oh, okay. Mr. West.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, council members, our Public Works Director, Mike Conway, and our City Engineer, Mark Christoffels.
Vice Mayor, members of the City Council, yes, a very short report. On April 6th of this year, staff reported in a study session the severe deterioration of a number of locations of the seawalls in the Naples area, particularly between the Toledo and Ravenna Drive. This section of the seawall, all of the seawalls being 72 years old, this section of the seawall having extreme deterioration with an estimation of a five-year remaining life, and that was estimated in 2009. At this point in time, we have two alternatives available to us, short-term solutions or long-term solutions, our short-term solutions being about $2.2 million. Lasting about 10 to 15 years, long-term solution being about $9.5 million and actually replacing the seawalls, giving us back about a 75-year life. So depending upon council's direction in this regard, staff is ready to take either approach.
Thank you, Mr. West. Anything else? Council Member Gavlich.